Jones, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 13, 1905. Elder Jones, my dear brother, the light given me is that you should be in Washington just now. Go there and offer to help. The Lord has a work for you to do in Washington in connection with the workers there. Stand in the place of your appointment. Again and again it has been presented to me that you would be one who, in connection with your brethren, would proclaim the message in Washington. The time has come for you to do this. Washington and Baltimore are very close together, and in both of these places a decided interest is to be aroused. You should now be putting forth earnest efforts in Washington. Regarding your classes, the very best education you can give those who have a desire to work is to teach them to practice what they have been taught. Those who will spend much time in prayer and will humbly take counsel will increase in a knowledge of how to work. Those who are willing to be learners will have opportunity to gain increased knowledge while gaining success in active service. It is time for earnest work to be done throughout the field by those who desire to become missionaries. While Elder Jones, Elder Daniels, and Elder Prescott, with other of our ministers, are doing their part in Washington, our people east and west, north and south, should be preaching the word on the same lines. Let the youth from our schools go forth into the harvest field to do service for the Lord, praying as they go. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands and our hearts, establish thou it. Psalm 90, verse 16-17. Let those who have been trained for service now take their places quickly in the Lord's work. House-to-house laborers are needed. The Lord calls for decided efforts to be put forth in places where the people know nothing of the truth. Singing and prayer and Bible readings are needed in the homes of the people. Now, just now, is the time to obey the commission, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew 28, verse 20. Those who do this work must have a ready knowledge of the Scriptures. It is written, is to be their weapon of defense. God has given us light on His word that we may give it to our fellow men. The truth spoken by Christ will reach hearts. A thus saith the Lord will fall upon the ear with power, and fruit will appear wherever honest service is done. The Lord calls for action. The Sabbath question is being agitated in Washington. And while minds are stirred, there is an opportunity for our people everywhere to sow the seeds of truth. Should we neglect to take advantage of this time, we should miss a great opportunity for letting light from God's Word shine forth. The trumpet is to give a certain sound. Say to the people, know yourselves of the doctrine. Let not your lips utter a sentence of doubt. Do not come before the people with an uncertain sound. Know what is truth, and proclaim truth. Christ's teaching was always positive in its nature. Never, never utter sentiments of doubt. Bear with a certain voice an affirmative message. Lift him up, the man of Calvary, higher and still higher. There is power in the exaltation of the cross of Christ. Christ's divinity is to be steadfastly maintained. When the Savior asked his disciples the question, "Whom say ye that I am?" Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Said Christ, "Upon this rock, not on Peter, but on the Son of God, will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16, verse 15-18. Great is the mystery of godliness. There are mysteries in the life of Christ that are to be believed, even though they cannot be explained. The finite mind cannot fathom the mystery of godliness. Christ is to be preached, not controversially, but affirmatively. Take your stand without controversy. Let not your words at any time be uncertain. The word of the living God is to be the foundation of our faith. Gather up the strongest affirmative statements regarding the atonement made by Christ for the sins of the world. Show the necessity for this atonement, and tell men and women that they may be saved if they will repent and return to their loyalty to God's law. Gather all the affirmatives and proofs that make the gospel the glad tidings of salvation to all who receive and believe on Christ as a personal Savior. The charge given to Timothy is, "Take heed to thyself and to the doctrine, for in so doing thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4, verse 16, 2-5. Elder Jones, is it not time that the many held in Battle Creek were obeying this charge? Is it not time that they had some place assigned them in the harvest fields? I hope and pray that you will now stand in your place. May God help you, is my prayer. What is Elder Wagoner doing? How is Elder Tenney?